NFL Nation takeover continues. ESPN Rams reporter Lindsay Theory joins Chris Carlin and Jeff Dickerson right now. And Lindsay, when you look at the Rams, where are you looking to start here in the draft come Thursday night?
Hey, guys. Yeah, it's kind of shifted over the last month or so. Going into the offseason, it really looked like the Rams need to be targeting an offensive tackle early. It still looks that way because Andrew Whitworth can't play forever and they don't have a clear successor. So I'm going to look for them to take an offensive tackle. But also, since releasing Todd Gurley and trading Brandon Cooks, it would not be shocking if the Rams go for some depth at running back early, and also if they go for some more depth at receiver, because they're quite thin in that position group now with Cooks in going to the Texans. Also look for them to kind of try and get some depth in their defense. They are going to be without a experienced starting linebacker, and they also are going to need some depth at safety.
Lindsay, how is Jared Goff handling all of this? I mean, I know Todd Gurley was on kind of a pitch count last year, but he still had a very good career in Los Angeles. No Brandon Cooks. You're taking away two, you know, pretty formidable weapons there. How's he dealing with all this?
Yeah, Jared hasn't broken character through any of it. I spoke with him last week and asked him, you know, how concerned should fans be as they watch this offense lose two guys who didn't necessarily perform to expectations last year, but nevertheless are star power names. And Jared said, just relax. Everything's going to be just fine. So he doesn't appear to be too fazed by it, but there's certainly a lot of question marks how he'll be able to handle this without Todd Gurley in the backfield, because whether he had it reduced touches or not, there's still something to be said about having the defenses have to focus and plan for Todd Gurley. So he's going to have to kind of prepare for life after the star back.
Yeah, Lindsay, when you look at the Rams not picking until number 52, do you expect them to stay put, or do you expect them to get a little itchy and try to move up even earlier in the second round or even late first?
Well, Les Snead, over the years, his philosophy has been to collect as many top 100 picks as possible. So obviously the two second-round picks, the two third-round picks. I think it really just comes down to who really or what position really is high on their board. As we all know, really deep draft at receiver. But the left tackle situation is one that I've watched for a couple years and one that I think really is becoming a glaring issue without someone to take over for Andrew Whitworth. He just signed another three-year deal, but he's 38 years old. And really, they drafted Joe Noteboom a couple years ago, hoping he'd be the next left tackle. And so far, that plan really hasn't panned out. And it remains to be seen this season if it's going to.
And now maybe the most important question. Why aren't the Rams paying these guys, Lindsay? What's up with them not paying these players? No direct deposit? What's going on there?
Oh, yeah, we're talking about, I was going to say, they've been paying too many people. That's why they're getting rid of people, that's right.
Not if you're out the door, they're not paying you anymore.
Yeah, Todd Gurley and Clay Matthews. So what I have been told by a source is that the Rams have every intention of paying those guys. It really comes down to semantics and the language in their contracts about when that money is due. Obviously, those guys want to be paid sooner than later. But according to someone within the organization, that there is some language about when that money becomes due and guaranteed, just because of the offset language. So all stuff kind of above my pay grade as far as language goes. But they're insistent that the money's coming and they're going to get it when it really is due.
ESPN Rams reporter Lindsay Theory joining us on Game Day on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Chris Carlin, Jeff Dickerson. You've also been working on the Chargers a little bit. And, of course, all the talk for San Diego has been around a quarterback at the sixth pick. And if Tua is, in fact, going to make it to them, and if he does, will they take him based on the medical issues? What's your latest read on this situation, Lindsay?
Yeah, well, definitely. Tua is a guy who they think could be there. However, really kind of an interesting comment that Tom Telesco made this last week. He would not obviously speak about any prospect individually, but he was asked a question about durability and how important durability is in their draft process and in their evaluation of players. And he said it was extremely important. He went in depth about it. So it's kind of one of those things, maybe reading too much into it, maybe not reading enough into it, but obviously a lot of questions and concerns about Tua's durability and his ability to make it through an entire season. So it'll be really interesting if he is available there at number six, if the Chargers think that they have learned enough information about him to select him, or if they're going to go in another direction. If he is available, I mean, there's obviously a big chance that he goes number five to the Dolphins.
Hey, Lindsay, thanks so much for the insight. We really appreciate it.
No problem, guys. Thanks for having me.
That's ESPN Rams and Chargers reporter Lindsay Theory.